You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Carson Cunningham, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at KOCOCarson. What a win for the Thunder. My goodness. A triple overtime win over the Philadelphia 76ers. We're going to hop into that game, talk about what everything went down, all the trash talk between Joel Embiid and Russell Westbrook. Russell with one of the meanest mean mugs of his entire career, which is saying something. I'll kind of break down my thoughts on that game and kind of looking ahead to a big game tonight against the New York Knicks. It's the Carmelo Anthony homecoming in New York. We'll talk about all that. But first, this show is brought to you by Print. Go to print.co. That's print.co. Check out their shirts. They got some really cool shirts right now on their website for Oklahoma City basketball. The shirt of the month subscription for just 10 bucks a month, they'll send you a shirt the first week of every month. And the shirt of the month right now is a really cool one. It's Oklahoma City with the basketball and the Oklahoma City skyline. So if you are in Oklahoma City, this is the shirt to get, and it's one of the more popular ones as well. If you go to the best sellers, a lot of cool shirt options. There's some ones that throw shade at Kevin Durant. There's some Brody shirts that are pretty popular, so go check out all their gear. They got a lot of Cats versus KD apparel. There's a hat that says Cats are greater than KD. So if you want to throw shade at Kevin, this is the place to go. Go check out the shirts. Probably the coolest one on the whole site is the Brody World Tour, or the Brody Triple-Double Tour t-shirt. It kind of has the Brody written out like that Slayer shirt that Russell Westbrook made famous last year. Go check it out. It's all on print.co. That's print.co. That's a print company. They do a great job. Can even do custom orders on shirts and apparel as well. Okay, so Thunder get another win. It was not pretty by any means, but they are winning some games. Obviously, one of the games of the year so far in the NBA, a triple overtime game. Wasn't played perfectly by any stretch. Each team had a chance to win it in regulation and overtime and several overtimes. But the Thunder eventually outlast the Philadelphia 76ers, which it was kind of crazy. Carmelo, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook scored 23 of the team's 25 points in overtime, but the final two were scored by Andre Roberson. Yes. Let's rewind back to regulation. You know, Thunder were leading in the fourth quarter. It looked like they were going to win this game comfortably at times during this game. But once again, in clutch time, they stopped passing the ball, stopped moving the ball. Sixers go on an 11-0 run, and then they tie the game, and we're headed to overtime. And at that point, you thought, well, this is kind of how the season's gone. Thunder are going to find a way to lose this game. But they stuck with it, and in double overtime, obviously, the moment everyone will remember not fondly is Russell Westbrook finding Andre Roberson literally standing under the basket with no one around him. Didn't even turn around to face the basket. Just immediately said, I have to give this back to Russell, who was right about the free throw line when he passed it to him. He was further from the basket than Andre was. And that just further illustrates just the head case that Andre Roberson has become. I mean, he has become like Rick Ankiel in baseball, who was one of the best pitchers in baseball, then all of a sudden couldn't throw a strike. Chuck Knobloch, who couldn't make a routine throw to first. The simplest tasks on a basketball floor have become a mental block for Andre Roberson. This was his first game back after an ankle injury where he missed a couple games. But, man, you cannot have him out there if he literally won't dunk a basketball standing right next to it. I mean, he played excellent defense, I'll grant him, but that was just an embarrassing moment. But credit to him and credit to Russell for, you know, the game-winning basket, triple overtime, very similar situation. Russell drives, defense collapses on him, so he passes it to Andre, who had an easy layup. Kind of corrected the previous mistake earlier on. So great win for the Thunder in a hostile environment. You really got to give it up to Philly. They're a young, exciting team. Obviously, that begins and ends with Joel Embiid, who talks a lot of smack, but man, does he back it up. He is an excellent player. It's been so fun to watch him stay healthy and continue to play. But again, you know, not a great shooting performance by Russell Westbrook. 10 of 33. Still has not found his shot. 5 of 12 from free throw. He's resorted back to that. That was not good. But I tell you what, Carmelo Anthony remembering how to shoot a basketball really solves a lot of issues, doesn't it? We got East Coast Melo. 11 of 17. Excellent game from him. 24 points for him. Just things are a lot easier when your players make shots. And that was just the second time Carmelo scored 20 or more points in his last 10 games. That's kind of the funk that he's been in. So that was a big help, obviously, for the Thunder because, let's face it, Russell didn't shoot the ball well, and Paul George, once again, did not shoot well at all. He was 8 of 23 from the field, was Paul George. So, again, the offense, not great. I mean, it took them three overtimes to get to 119, but at least they're finding a way to win the games, right? You know, they've won 6 of 8 now, 3 straight on the road, which going into this 3-game road winning streak, they hadn't won on the road since, like, Halloween. So it seems as if the product is still not great, but it seems as if they're starting to figure things out as far as just how to win close games, which they're finally figuring out a way to do. So that's encouraging. And, you know, going into this road trip, it kind of seemed as if this might be a galvanizing road trip because there was certainly opportunity for that because, you know, you had Paul George going back to Indiana, which he was going to face a hostile environment. You know, that was a galvanizing win for him to go up against his former team, go up against that crowd that was really venomous against him, booing him every time he touched the ball. That's a moment they all kind of banded together. And then you had Jeremy Grant going back to Philly, obviously not nearly the same as Paul George going back to Indiana, but a tough game against a young up-and-coming team in Philadelphia, which is a really good win. And then now you got Carmelo going to New York, his old stomping grounds. And I know Carmelo's been waxing poetic about going back, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction he gets. But that's another opportunity for this team to kind of get closer together and have each other's back against road trips have a way of doing that. And it seems as if they're kind of turning a corner here. I'm not ready to say they're, you know, ready to challenge the Rockets or even the Warriors at this point, but it does seem as if things are slightly turning in the right direction. The ship has turned off the path of the iceberg, and it might just avoid the iceberg for now. That's kind of what it appears like to me watching this team play lately. But great win. Russell Westbrook, again, 10th triple-double, played 52 minutes, career high for him, 52 minutes. You don't want him doing that very often, but I tell you, I'll always remember this game for the coast-to-coast dunk and mean mug that he had in overtime. I think it was the third overtime. I'm talking about, you know, Russell is, he's known for the scowl, the mean face, and he is an absolute maniac on the court. I hear he's a great guy off the court. I don't know. I don't get to hang out with him. But on the court, he is a psycho. Pull up that clip. I have it pinned on my Twitter account, @KOCOCarson. Go pull up the clip after that dunk. That is a dude that plays for blood. That is a guy that I've never seen a guy play as mad as Russell Westbrook. It was startling to me when he was a rookie how mad he was, it seemed, all the time. That hasn't changed. You know, he looks like that all the time. And this was a game in which, or that play, that dunk, was the meanest mean mug he's ever had. Which is saying something, because he loves to do that every time he dunks. But that was just, you could tell he really wanted to win this one. It was clear that Joel Embiid had gotten under his skin. And I implore you to find that clip of him dunking in the scowl. The reaction from the crowd behind him is hilarious as well. But that's what I'm going to remember from this game, is Russell Westbrook's dunk face. And of course, after the game, Russell, they win the game 119-117. You know, Russell, in the previous win, a previous win against, I think it was Memphis, started yelling, "Go home. Go home," to some of the players, or maybe it was the fans in there in Memphis. And he did the same thing to Joel Embiid. He waved to him, said, "Go home." And Joel Embiid smiled and waved back and said, "I am home." But that's kind of become Russell's go-to phrase when he wins a basketball game. And he was talking smack. They were both talking smack because Steven Adams had fouled out. And Joel Embiid waved at him, waved at the crowd, was hamming it up, which, you know, he does most games. He does all the time. He likes to play to the crowd. And that clearly got under Russell's skin. Russell doesn't get to see that every night from Joel Embiid, and he did not like it. and Russell, as we know, is not afraid to speak his mind on the court. He's not afraid to talk smack back. So that was a lot of fun seeing those two go at it once again. But good win for the Thunder. They win at 119-117. Now they go on the road to face the New York Knicks, who may or may not be with Kristaps Porzingis. He's been battling an injury. But again, it'd be fascinating to see how Carmelo is received. I assume it'll be a positive reaction because he played there a long time, and you know, it's not as if he left the New York Knicks in his prime while they had a title contending team. I think, you know, he wanted to move on and they finally traded him, and they ended up getting back a couple pieces that they like. Doug McDermott's done okay, and obviously Enes Kanter's played very well. And Enes has obviously ingrained himself with the New York fans, which you knew he would. He was a fan favorite in Oklahoma City, instantly become a fan favorite in New York. But on the road Saturday against the Knicks, then back home in Oklahoma City on Monday against the Denver Nuggets, and then Wednesday against the Utah Jazz, who will be without Rudy Gobert. That's a big loss for Utah. He's going to be out for a little while with a PCL injury. So there's a chance here the Thunder could reel off some wins. They beat New York tonight. They get Denver at home, Utah at home, and then Atlanta at home on next Friday. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can finally turn the corner here and start winning some games. And perhaps, you know, winning some games convincingly for a change. I mean, all their games have been close. It'd be nice to see them be able to rest Russell in the fourth quarter one of these games coming up, just because he played 52 minutes against the Sixers. Now, maybe that's a little ambitious. They're not beating anyone handily as of late or really all season. So maybe that's a little too wishful at this point. But we'll see how they do against the New York Knicks. That is tonight at 6:30 Oklahoma time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 East Coast time. But again, Thunder get a big win against a young upstart team in the Sixers. They beat Indiana the game before that. So we'll see if they can keep it rolling. That's two of their last three and six of their last eight. So again, this is the Locked On Thunder podcast. Go to print, PRNT.co. Check out their latest gear and apparel, and they can do custom orders for you. Shirts, pins, banners, hats, you name it. They can do it for you. So they'll hook you up at print. And go check out their gear. A lot of cool Oklahoma City basketball t-shirts you can check out as well. So, again, Thunder on the road tonight against the New York Knicks. We'll talk much more about it on the next show. You've been listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast.